This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
And, you know, I talked about the nuances, also traditions as well. In fact, our little group has a number of traditions, and the moment that I get off air today, I'm headed to Neo's Creole Cafe. We started that several years back, and we've got a big group headed there for our annual Friday afternoon lunch. Love the food there. If you've never been there, treat yourself by going to Neo's Creole Cafe. Looking forward to it. The stomach is grumbling. I'm ready for it. I was just looking at the menu, trying to figure out in advance what I have a desire to get. All right, we are joined by Arthur Hardy with the Times-Picayune, an editor and a publisher of the Mardi Gras Guide. Arthur, welcome to the show.
Hey, Lou, I'm on the causeway for the second time today, but I've been listening on and off. And what an uplifting message from the owner of the bakery. I didn't get to catch your name, but how cool was that whole story, huh?
It's a great story. You got to stop by there, Arthur. I'm telling you, it is my favorite king cake of all time.
I will try it. And the other thing I had to say, listening to you and Sheriff Joe Pinto about listening to our wives, you know, that's a policy among me. She's not listening, so I can say this. And, you know, yes, dear, why just go, you're not going to win the argument. But I swear to you, I found 9 times out of 10, she's right. And I'm going to say, right, that's going to work. And it does. So I've just learned, yes, dear, is the way to go. Self-preservation, right?
Absolutely. Sometimes it takes us a little longer than others to get there. But once you're there, you're going to find out that you're in a much happier place.
Yes, but what a great weekend we have coming up, huh?
This weather is absolutely incredible. We were out on the parade route last night. I mean, it was almost like a little touch of air condition. It was beautiful.
Yeah, it really was. And Siren Muses ended, so Late Chaos had an unfortunate breakdown. I picked for a NOLA.com live stream and commentary on the Babylon parade. It was one of the prettiest Babylon parades I've ever seen. I mean, what a great night. And, of course, tonight, Triple Header Uptown, two parades, Slidell, Dionysius, and Celine, and Hermes. I've seen the floats. It's a beautiful parade. It's all about Joan of Arc and the crew of Joan of Arc that parades on 12th night, January 6th, in the French Quarter. They're actually in this parade, so that's a first. Just beautiful. Like Crew d'Etat, I hope J.D. Burrell is not at City Hall tonight. Because one of the floats makes a pretty good shot at him. You know, we like to say Dick Dodd's the equal opportunity offender. They make everybody there that night. But it's all fun, you know. It's great for it. Morpheus, a real 25th anniversary, but they've really exploded the last couple years. Great bands, a lot of good throws. So something for everybody, as we like to say, on the parade route tonight. I know.
And I have to tell you, Chaos was they were not too kind last night either.
Well, that's what it's all about, free speech, right?
That's it. That is it. Arthur, obviously, you're getting a taste for and talking to a lot of the crew captains and stuff. Of those that have rolled so far, what are they saying? You know, we've got this new SEER 1 thing. I was talking to Barry Kern earlier. He says they really don't notice it much. Just kind of curious from the captains what they're saying.
Well, you're right. If you just look at the parades, you can't tell anything's different. It's what's outside of the parade, security-wise, and then the things, you know, in law enforcement that you don't see, that they don't want us to know about, that's, I think, keeping us safe. But the crowds have been extremely friendly. I'm told more visitors earlier this time because the weather contributes a lot to the size of the crowds. But it's been a non-eventful, ordinary, wonderful Mardi Gras so far. We just have to keep it going.
And I don't know if you know this, but the Flirty Girl owner was the winner of the Greasing of the Poles contest.
I'm so glad for her. She married into the Adele family, you know, another institution in New Orleans. And I don't know if you know her whole story, but she started with absolutely nothing. I mean, nothing. And built this little mini empire. So good for her.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Yeah, and Flirty Girls, the creator of a whole bunch of that Mardi Gras costuming and stuff that you see out on the street every day.
Yeah, she has a whole Mardi Gras line, and not just a lot of New Orleans stuff, and promotes the city, and a good entrepreneur. I congratulate her. And winning this contest, it's fun. I've judged it once before, and man, people take this seriously. I mean, the contestant and the public. Try explaining that to somebody in Phoenix, where you say, put this grease in it. Come on, you know, are we crazy?
Well, when they were describing it at the news, I was waiting for Coleman to hit the delay button.
Yeah, I know. I wind up saying only in New Orleans so many times during the season that I got to stop myself. But really, man, this is a strange place, isn't it? With songs like Don't step in my tutu and oofoofadoo and don't be on Mardi Gras Day. That's pretty normal.
Absolutely, absolutely. A lot of excitement for the crew of Endymion. They're going back to the Superdome this year. What are you hearing?
Well, I know that they're so excited about that, and not just in the Dome, but their full pre-COVID route. It means a lot to them. They've been in the Dome since 1991, except for years when they weren't, like for the, you know, Super Bowl reconstruction and right after the Crainer and all, when it wasn't ready. But that's their home, and that's what makes that crew able to do things nobody else can do. You sell 20,000 seats for a concert, that gives you quite a bit of money to build an even bigger and better parade. And it's just a terrific parade. No longer the biggest. They have 3,300 men. Iris has 3,660 women. But still a pretty big event, wouldn't you say?
Oh, it's huge. And I think the spend of that crew probably has, I think they have probably the biggest economic impact.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. But it's nice to see it spread around. Everybody's doing their own thing. I didn't hear the interview with Barry, but he and I have spoken about this, and I don't think it's ever been healthier, Mardi Gras. The bigger crews have gotten bigger, and I think better. We don't have hardly any soft crews now that you say, I'm not so sure if they're going to be back next year. So I think we're really in good shape, fully recovered from COVID.
So let's talk about... I find this very interesting that... did we lose you, Arthur?
No, I'm on the bridge, but I'm here. You're fine.
Endymion has Livvy Dunn. She has a huge social media following, and Bacchus has The Shack. And believe it or not, he does as well. And it seems as though this may be the new trend here, because being on social media is like free advertising, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's. I wish we could have gotten Paul Skeens down here, but I understand he wasn't available. I think he'd have ridden on the float too with his gymnast girlfriend, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think? And Barry and I talked about this earlier about the influence that maybe social media has had relative to the growth of Mardi Gras over the last decade.
Well, I didn't hear the interview, but it's such an easy way to transmit, well, good or bad information. Hopefully most of it's positive, and it's like having 1,000 reporters on the street. You know, it's sometimes it's hard to stay up with it. I get calls, hey, did you hear about it? And, no, I didn't. Well, check Facebook. You know, it's live and direct. Here's something I've seen, you know. And I think generally it's good.
Arthur, you're always looking at the most intriguing new throw. Anything of any particular interest this year?
You hate to single out any one group because you get, how come you haven't talked about, but this is not new, but ISIS that parades on Saturday night in Kenner, opposite Endymion, they are champion breast cancer awareness, and they throw hand-decorated bras, and I think that's pretty unique. But tonight, Hermes has something, and I think they've limited like to two per member, and it costs about $30 each. Lighted capes. These things would drape your whole body. They kind of fold out, and they're lighted. I mean, it's an incredible throw, and if you get one of those, you've really snagged something really unique.
And it's a cape. Interesting.
Yes, I think it is. We need to talk about Sunday a little bit. Well, let's finish with Saturday. You know, we've got Knopfdach, the Pride of Algiers on the West Bank, a big, big parade. Then East Bank, Iris, biggest troop ever, 3,600 women. Tufts, throwing toilet paper, biodegradable toilet paper, folks. And, you know, they're known for their satire. Then, of course, you've got Endymion. We just talked about ISIS. Sunday, do you call it Tote Sunday? Or Bacchus Sunday, I'm not sure, but whatever you call it, wonderful parades. Mid-City's going to parade. They brought back their band contest, Okeanos, lovely parade. Then Toth is one of the bigger and, I think, better parades. The crew of shut-ins, you know, they,
right,
their route goes kind of in places where people wouldn't see a parade normally. And then Bacchus, which you can't Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, you can't get much bigger than that, not just his size, but in the celebrity. I mean, this guy is big, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge following for sure. And I'm glad we're getting, you know, some of the folks that made a difference in their life and in our lives, right? You know, right. Yep. From Louisiana.
Yeah, we don't want to miss forget about Athena in Metairie, and then Ludegrove, the doubleheader in Metairie. We haven't had that in a long time. With Kings returning and Centurions parading in front of them, and I think they'll have a good crowd. A lot of people line up for Argus for the next day, so they'll be out there. And of course, Uptown, I think the best doubleheader in Mardi Gras, Proteus with floats from the 1880s, and Orpheus with, you know, incredibly complex lighting and decoration, flowers. I mean, you're seeing like 3 centuries of Mardi Gras history in one evening.
Yep, we will be on one of those floats in Orpheus. I'm just trying to remember what float I'm on. I can't remember it now.
jump on anyone. They know who you are, right?
Yeah. It's all good. But as always, Arthur, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for the update. I know you still got a lot of hard work to do. You're running around hither and yonder.
It's not work. Come on. I love to do that. I live with this. It's a lot of...
So you put, what, about 10,000 miles on your car during Mardi Gras, or what?
Yeah, I think more than that. I know I need an oil change, as they say in New Orleans.
Well, stay safe, my friend, and have a great one.
Thanks, Bob.
All righty. We'll see you later. We'll be right back, 504-260-1870 on the Oakwood Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we will visit with Kat Kimball. She's a photographer, owner of Kat Kimball Photo, and the creator of Jiggly Bits. We'll find out what that's about. It's a calendar. Need I say more?
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, everybody, it's here. The March to Spring Training and Opening Day is officially upon us. Hey, I'm Rob Bradford from Baseball Isn't Boring, and we'll have you covered every single day with instant reactions to the late-breaking signings, determining which players are, yes, truly in the best shape of their lives, and behind-the-scenes stories from all the excitement and intrigue that spring training brings. Follow Baseball Isn't Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.